Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, it is not an argument whenever we say that agriculture has come a long way, and it has come a long way really just in the last 20 years. One of those innovations that has really changed the way we farm today are genetically modified organisms, or GMOs.
Well, you're right. We talk so much in the industry and others when they talk about agriculture, we talk about sustainability. And for the most part, people want to associate that with the environment. I like to associate it with the environment and a way of life and profitability, because without those three working in harmony, you don't have much sustainability. But nevertheless, when it comes to environmental sustainability, really the advent of GMOs in our crops has been a real plus.
It absolutely has. And if there's anything out there that's more misunderstood than GMOs, I think we'd have to look hard to find it.
Well, you're right about that. You know, it is the use of computers and DNA slicing that has been around for a little while now. I think agriculture has made good use of that technology, but in a sense, if you look at it, it goes back to grafting, combining two different plants, probably within the same plant species, but now with GMOs, we're able to do it so that a plant that is weak in, let's say, self-defense, and that's just a layman's term for fighting off things, we can make it more able to withstand drought, withstand bug pressure, and all of that helps us let the farmer be more sustainable because they make less trips across the field, they apply less pesticides and things of that nature. So again, you hit it on the head that GMOs are misunderstood, really, because you have to take the time to understand what they do for us and what they don't do.
Now, there's been a study released here recently that kind of takes the world and flips it on its head in that where would we be going from here without GMOs? And it's really some very interesting and thought-provoking information.
Well, you're right. We've just talked about efficiencies. And what that has done is lets the farmers feed the American public about, 9 cents on the dollar, 9% of their disposable income. So agriculture has given the American public a raise of disposable monies. But if we were to roll back technologies like GMOs, we're going to add considerably to the costs of producing food, and we're going to add considerably to the stress on the environment because of what we spoke about earlier. When you have greater yields, you're farming less, so to speak, to get that same output of a crop, be it corn, soybean, whatever it is. So the better the output, the less amount of farming it's going to take. So again, where we roll those advancements back, the consequence would be pretty drastic.
They absolutely would. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.